Hi there. The word for you today is grace. In Hebrews 4 verse 16, the Bible says, "For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet was without sin. Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in our time of need." Dr. Tony Evans, one of my favorite preachers, says that God's grace is like an ambulance coming to treat you when you have a medical emergency. First, it dispenses immediate grace to your most serious symptoms. Then they slide you into the ambulance, which is equipped with more grace, more medical facilities to deal with your problem. Then the ambulance races you to the hospital, where even more grace awaits. And once you're admitted, the hospital keeps dispensing grace until your need has been addressed and you can go home again. In the words of John Newton's beloved hymn, "'Tis grace that brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home." One day Jesus heard our emergency call, "Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner." He came to earth, found us dying in sin, and reached down to save us. And as our high priest, he transported us from where we were to a place that has all the grace we'll ever need until we go home to be with him. Now, one day God will sit on a throne of judgment where there will be no more grace. The good news is, until that day, he's seated on a throne of grace. So anytime you fail or falter, Bible says you can, quote, "approach the throne of grace with confidence and receive God's mercy and forgiveness." Isn't that great? That's the word for you today.